Morning, church.
Morning.
Happy New Year to you. I'm very happy to be able to have this first Sunday in worship together of 2018. Hopefully everyone's already started practicing writing that on your date, right? Get rid of 2017. How many of y'all celebrated on New Year's by eating some special foods? Yeah, maybe some black-eyed peas, some cabbage, right? I don't know where all of these started. I think there was a cabbage shortage in Abilene this week because my oldest son David and I went to the store. We had everything except for the cabbage, and we went to the grocery store and we were out. There was no cabbage, and so we had bok choy. How many of you had bok choy for the new year, which is a type of cabbage? You can imagine my wife's face when I brought it. Was very big, and we are very excited to start the new year together. You know, something that's wonderful about the new year is it's a reminder of the everyday grace that God has opened to us. We think about it at this time of year. This is the time of year whenever we start talking about renewal. This is the time of year whenever we start talking about goals that we have. And those are good things. I really do think that those are good things for us to set our minds about intentionality in our lives. But sometimes we might think about it as just a one-time shot kind of thing, right? It's 2018, it's just started, I need to start it out right. If you're planning your diet, right, you want to do better with your eating habits this year, so you're trying to start it out right, and you've set a plan, maybe you have as a family kind of something in mind, or exercise, or just some other habits, you know, some things that you're needing in your life. Some healthier life choices. And we go into the year, we do this every year, don't we? We go into the year with great ideals, with great anticipation, and with hope about what it's going to be about. But I don't know how far everybody usually gets, but somewhere within a few weeks in, maybe it's a few, depending on what you're cutting out of your diet, we're trying to decrease our sugar intake in our house, and our son Caleb, who's in ninth grade, said, "I'm going to die through this diet." Okay, maybe you felt that way. You get a few days in, and you just kind of break. And then once we slip up or we fail, we're already like, "What? Well, I guess I tried." Just didn't work for me. Just didn't work out. You know, there's different moments in our lives, and the new year is one of those. Maybe it's some of those seasons like Christmas or Easter, those moments where folks start to think again about their spiritual life. And they have kind of a window that opens in their mind where they start to think about, I know that I have this need. My life is aching for this. I know that I need this. And they may try for a time. They try church for a time. And if you are new here at Hillcrest today, I really, really am glad that you're here. And I want to encourage you to not be discouraged if you mess up. That this idea of new life is a Christian staple. This is a part of the core of who we are. And so when you read passages of Scripture, you'll hear this word, renew or renewal. It's a theme throughout God's Word. It's a theme throughout God's promises that God is creating new life. And it's not just whenever we roll one calendar year into the next. It's actually a gift that God provides as ready and as regular as a new day's sunrise. That each day and each moment, God is calling and inviting you to begin again. We have this great text in Romans chapter 12. And you may be familiar with this text. It's a powerful text. Where Paul kind of takes this great message of the book of Romans and really starts to bring home some of these ideas. And he kind of has a summary here in a lot of ways of what the Christian life is about. And renewal is a part of that. And he says it this way in verses 1 and 2. He says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." God knows, doesn't He? And Paul, as a human being, even though he's an apostle and a special servant of God, he faces the same things that all of us face, even living in the first century. The same kind of temptations, the same kind of tug and pull. I know that we're only 7 days into 2018, and some of you may already, your hearts may already be racing when you think about the activities and the things that you have to do in the next coming days. Teachers who are getting geared back up for school. Students doing the very same thing. Some of you may already have assignments that are due, right? Some of you were supposed to do things over the break that you intended to do with the time off, and time got used up in other ways. You had family obligations. You had unknown things that happened and interrupted your plans in life. And next thing you know, you find yourself completely taken away from your good intentions. And so much of our lives are lived this way. So much of our lives are like a daily tug of war, aren't they? Where you have these desires, you have these good plans that you want. Maybe parents, we got these ideas. This year, we're going to make sure and have devotional time as a family. This year, we're going to make sure and take time to pray together as a family every day and be intentional about talking about our faith. But then something happens at home and you have to attend to it, right? A bills come up or you get a phone call, some kind of demand that pulls your time and attention away. Or as Paul says here, maybe we don't even realize it, and our lives have just conformed. Now, you may have goals and plans for 2018, but I want you to know that someone else already has goals and plans for your life too. We have an enemy, don't we, church? There's darkness in our world that is already ready and is working to sign up your life and your time and your mind with other things. And regardless of what you may want, it's not going to go away. So Paul calls us to refocus our vision here, to bring our minds back to God, our intentionality here, that we, in view of God's mercy, you hear Paul's urging here, there's a sense of urgency that we continually have to turn our minds and our lives and reframe and refocus them back on God, even whenever the disruptions come. And I love Paul's creativity. You know, Christians are the most imaginative and most creative people because we have a God who is working to renew in your life. And so God is working in your life, Christian, to be able to create, even in unlikely places, the things. He goes off script. God goes off script. You come to Him with, "God, here's what I want this year for 2018. Here's my plans, God." And Paul says, here's something wonderful about the Christian life. Every aspect of your life, the things you planned and the things you didn't plan, when you turn it over, it becomes an offering to God. How many of you have experienced those moments in your life of the unexpected things and worship has just broken out? You visited somebody in the hospital, or you've been the one who has visited in the hospital, or you've gone to see someone, or someone's come to see you. At moments that have happened in your life, those off-script moments, those moments of disruption. And because of a believer, or because of faith being lived out, somebody, whether it was you offering that, or someone else, and you were receiving it, this worship broke out. I can tell you so many times, one of the blessings of ministry is you go, you know, the minister goes to care for someone or to serve someone, and then God turns it around, and you see Him doing something beautiful in the most unlikely places. Because that person's life is an offering to God. And you get to witness as someone's life and heart is being offered. And you become a participant in the awe and wonder of God, and you can't help but also within your heart fall on your knees and worship and say, God, how great Thou art. Paul calls our lives to be like this. That's why he says, don't miss that. Don't conform. You know, we kind of get numbness in the Christian walk, especially year after year. You know, Bill mentioned in our communion thoughts, those of us who've participated in a lot of communions, we can almost become numb to the holiness and the transformation of that experience. Those of us who've been inundated with church so much of our lives that we know all the words to every song. We know all the words sometimes to every prayer. We've got it all figured out. You've heard all the sermons. And you're not able to feel it. And you're here, but you're actually missing it. Do not conform to this world, but be transformed. This is really what the Christian life is about. It's not about showing up for church. That's essential. You've got to have, and we're going to be talking about this in the next couple of weeks as we talk about renewal. You've got to have Scripture in your life daily. You've got to have prayer in your life every day. You've got to have the community of believers in your life. But even those things can just become things if they do not become... It's not you checking off a list. It is opportunities to open your life up to God and let Him do His transformational work on you. Some of us have unwanted changes that come into our lives. Some of you had a very difficult 17, and you may still be kind of in the lurch. Maybe there was illness that came unexpectedly. Maybe it was the death of a loved one. And those disruptions can throw us completely off, so that it's hard for us to even come before God. We've got hurts and we've got pains. And we need to be reminded, as Paul reminds the Christians then, that we're not alone. Did you notice verse 5 that we read earlier? It was read earlier for us in worship. Go ahead and go to the next slide there. One more over. Here we go. Verse 5, did you notice this in the text? So in Christ, we though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We're going to take a moment right now. We have a video presentation that's prepared for the many that we had that passed away that were a part of the Hillcrest body. And I want to ask you to do something right now. If you lost a loved one this past year in 2017, would you raise your hand for just a moment? I want you to be able to look around and see that you are not alone this morning. And as we have this time of remembrance together, help us, let's be mindful and remember that we belong to each other, and no one goes through this experience by themselves. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and His understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. We have a lot of our family here at Hillcrest that have experienced some tough times this past year. And they are needing the renewal that is the promise of God that comes from shared relationship in the community of faith. It may be that phone call or that visit or that kindness to remind them that God is still at work in their life today. You know, whenever trouble comes to our lives, the enemy is always ready to tell us it's over. Sometimes we experience disappointments or sins or guilt that is so great in our life that we feel like our life is over. Sometimes we lose someone that's so dear to us that the loss of that relationship feels like life is over. And you know our enemy tries to seize those moments and tell us to give up. And it's in that moment where we need to encourage one another to see and hear our God who is calling us, not saying that it's over, but instead saying, come and let's start over together. To be renewed by God is to begin anew with God each and every single day. God hasn't abandoned you. Whatever you've experienced in your life or whatever you have done in your life, God's not walking out. He's calling you by His grace to begin again. Be renewed this day. We're going to have an opportunity right now. If you have a need for prayer or for encouragement or for confession, we stand together. We belong to each other as a family of faith. You can come right now. Let's stand together. Let's sing.